this installment of StoryCorps Tampa Bay, we hear from married couple Jesus Benjamin and Anita May Flores. They met in Jacksonville, Florida when they were both trying to enlist in the military. He made it in, but she didn't. They kept in contact and they fell in love through a year of letter writing. They're still together after 31 years and they tell us their secret to a lasting marriage.
The one thing I've learned from Anita is that you've got to grow your love stronger than your hate. They're both muscles, and you've got to grow your love stronger than your hate. If your hate muscle becomes stronger than your love muscle, you will never live. If your love muscle is stronger than your hate muscle, then you will conquer everything. Then you'll always survive every single day. You'll survive every single situation that comes.
I would say that in humor.
Humor.
You got to be able to laugh. And I think I helped you with that, too.
Yeah.
When we were dating, we broke the waterbed in his apartment. And
right.
And we lived with a bunch of guys. Well, I was laughing so hard. I'm on the floor, just tears running down my face. I'm laughing so hard. And he's paranoid, like, my roommates are going to hear you laughing.
Right.
And they're going to wonder why we're laughing in the bedroom.
Right.
Because we're having fun and we broke the waterbed.
Right.
So I think part of it is that, and I know with you, when you are cranky, all it really takes is, hey, are you wearing cranky pants today?
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of it is just, you know, being able to laugh
right.
at each other and at yourselves. You know, we've obviously in these 30 years, a lot's happened to both of us as far as our family goes. I've lost both my parents. And obviously you lost your dad, which was so hard for you. Especially since it was right when Nina was born.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just knowing that we're there for each other has gotten us through those hard times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you age, that it's part of the process that, you know, you're going to lose people. We both lost a sibling. And, you know, that was, you know, just really difficult as well. But I think knowing that you have each other and that you'll help each other through the grieving processes, you know, especially with my mom.
Anita probably won't totally believe it, but I think every day has been pretty much paradise with us. I mean, our lives have really not been really that much stressful compared to a lot of people in our lives. I mean, we fell in love writing to each other and pretty much on the telephones, but I've been working for the Postal Service for most of our lives, and we've been living in Hyde Park in Tampa, and we've got a pretty good deal on our house, and I've always had a good place to ride my bike, and we've always had good weather. We've always had good places to live, and we've, I think, taken fairly nice vacations, and we've always had – every day's been beautiful for me. I mean, every day's been sunshine for me. Even the days with hurricanes have always been good. I've always looked forward to waking up. My favorite place in the world is sleeping next to my wife. That's my favorite place in the world, to hold her next to me and – to wake up next to her is the best place. And I don't get to do that often because I work nights.
I mean, we're not wanting, so maybe that helps us as well, that, you know, neither one of us needed the, you know, brand new Mercedes or
right.
whatever.
Right.
Obviously, the joy we seek is our time together, hanging out at the beach, whatever, doing really nothing, lounging or you know, just spending time with family.
Right.
Even still. And so finally, I will just say, obviously, I love you, and I'm so happy that you love me more.
I do love you, honey.
Jesus Benjamin and Anita May Flores. Ben says their place of refuge is Pasigrill Beach, the place where they went to before they got married and the place they still go to now. This interview is produced for WUSF by Joselys Ramos. You can hear this and other stories of Tampa Bay at our website, wusf.org. You can learn more about StoryCorps at their website, storycorps.org.